Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Berlinale. Today I'm back with Selma Biyunen, director of Stupid Young Hearts, screening here in the Generation K14+. So Selma, what's the genesis of Stupid Young Heart?
This film is very much the screenwriter's baby in a way that Kirsikka Saari, the screenwriter, she had inspiration to write about teenage pregnancy for a long time, and then at the same time what she was seeing around her in Finland and in Europe also and elsewhere in the world was this rise of the extreme right-wing populism, and so these two themes were kind of bubbling in her head, and then she found a way how to bring these two themes together, and she wrote a short story first, and I read it and I said we should make a film of this. I love this, and that's how she started to kind of build the film around the short story and make it a little bigger, and here we are.
Your actress, the actress playing Lenny in particular, told me that the reason why he turns to join, let's say, the right wing is just that he's looking for a father figure. So was there something you wanted to analyze? I mean, the choices that we make because we're looking for reference points in our life.
Yes, that is definitely a very, very central, important theme in the film. Basically how people have this need of belonging somewhere, and younger people, and I think also adults, they need people to look up to and to learn from and to be sort of mirrored by, and if you're left alone in your struggles, you can almost die from that loneliness. So people really want to kind of do anything that they can to find someone they can learn from and be kind of be a part of something.
Is there also the need for to belong to a group? I mean, sometimes it could be right wing, it could be a religious group. I mean, there's always the need, and that's something that doesn't change through the years.
Yeah, especially for young people who are building their identity, they need to belong in a group and to be able to reflect who they are and not to be alone in the world.
Why did you decide to have two characters that are, like, at least at the beginning, so different from one another? Why was it important to have two different characters, like, getting together?
Their temperament is a little bit different. However, Lenny is also sometimes a bit fiery, but he's more like... to me, they are not that different. They kind of share a sort of similar background, and they come from the same neighborhood, and they can both lose their temper, and they're both a little bit loners after all. But I guess the thing is, what makes their dynamic different is that it is Lenny who is the one who is very much in love with Kira, and Kira is just sort of a little bit like seeing how it will be, but then of course she also kind of melts into the relationship, but he's so much in love with her that he would do anything to get her.
Well, what I liked about Kira, her character, is that she seems strong, and she's not that strong, but At the same time, she has something that's very rare in teenagers, that she kind of know what she wants from life, at least what she wants to do.
Yeah. The screenwriter Kirsi Kasari, she has, well, first of all, she has personal experience from when she was 16. That's when her best friend became a mother, and she became that child's godmother. So she remembers those times. And then these past years, when she has been writing this story, she has been talking to a lot of teenage moms of this time. And from her own past, and from talking to those moms, those young moms, she has just noticed that those young mothers are not desperate at all, in a way that young age brings them kind of confidence, that people can be very happy about becoming mothers even though they are young, and they just feel quite empowered, actually, and very kind of confident about the future. They feel like they can do it, and that, like you said, that they know what they want to do. They want to become the best mother that they can be. So she wanted to portray this side of teenage pregnancy, that it's not just a catastrophe, but it can actually be a happy thing for a person. In Kira, she's a very layered person, I think, very layered character. She's tough, and she's learned how to manage in life. But I feel like she is someone who also would have needed a lot more attention than she ever got. So she has this huge need for validation and acceptance in her, which makes her very vulnerable as well.
When I asked your actors what they would like that the audience to get away from after the screening of the film, they used two words. They said hope, and they said that they hope the audience understand that they can manage whatever happens in your life. You can find the strength and manage to get go on with your life. What do you think?
I think hope is a good answer. I also, to me, it's also about studying what makes people who seem different on the outside actually be more similar to one another. So I hope that people, when they walk out of the cinema, that they can feel that they can understand the next person a little bit better, even though that person seems like they think of the world in a very wrong way, or somehow in some other way very alien. I hope that this film could deepen and strengthen people's understanding toward one another.
Hopefully with cinema we can make something about this.
Yeah.
And
what's happening. Yeah, we have in this film we take a standpoint where we portray the right, extreme right-wing people as human beings. We didn't want to simply judge them as from just one sort of side of them, but portray them as real humans with real fears and real hopes and dreams, just like everyone else. But at the same time, we do want to take a stand against racism. So I think you can at the same time, you can want to build a dialogue between people, but you don't have to accept certain ideology or some certain deeds that people do, but you can still want to somehow reach a dialogue between people.
And we've been talking to Selma Vigunen, director of Stupid Young Heart screening at the 69th edition of Berlinale in the Generation K 14 Plus section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.